Blog Talk Radio.
Benjamin Brothers Realty presents The Michael Van Tol Show, an inspirational community affairs program produced by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group, LLC. Experts in providing support services for new businesses. Call 248-516-8300. Benjamin Brothers Realty can help you buy, sell, or learn how to do real estate investing. Call them at 331-248-7120 to find them, fix them, and flip them. And now, author, recording artist, community worker, and Cast Tech graduate, Michael Van Tol.
Good morning. This is Michael Van Tol. This is a program produced by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group and brought to you by Trillion Realty and Principal Broker Shantae Mosby. Trillion Realty and Principal Broker Shantae Mosby, if you're in buying or selling or want to discuss decisions about property, call Shantae Mosby at Trillion Realty, 313-566-3545. At Trillion Realty, we understand that buying or selling your home is a monumental step. Our dedicated team is here to guide you through every aspect of the home selling and home buying process, making it a smooth and exciting experience. With our years of expertise, we are committed to your satisfaction. We're here to navigate your journey with confidence. Let's embark on this exciting adventure together. 313-566-3545. The Sunday morning team, I tell you, what a stellar list, including Chaplain Stephen Cathy from the International Police and Fire Chaplains Association. Good morning, Chaplain Cathy.
Good morning to you, Mike. Good morning to the amazing Sunday morning team. Shout out to the missionary this morning. And I just got to say I love and care about Detroit.
Absolutely. We know you do. And we'll just wait for some more of the Sunday morning team to chime in. Of course, Henrietta Ivey, our political analyst and home care advocate. Kimberly Batchelor Davis, I know she, I believe she's out of town or something, wasn't feeling good. Evangelist and prophetess Christy Laster Andrews from Greater Pentecostal. No, they just had their big women's conference. Missionary Hattie Hempler, of course, who basically started me on the radio about 25 years ago. Randall Smith, minister and gospel artist. So we got a great, great superstar team. And of course, can't forget my backup substitute host, Latoya Bond. So I'm so excited about the Sunday morning team. I got a lot to cover, Chaplain, and this hour is going to go by so fast. It's amazing. Of course, you know I started a new feature called a District 6 Update on what's going on in Commissioner McCormick's district. We just had our chaplain. The need is out there. Do you know? The commissioner had a turkey giveaway on Monday, and my phone number was on the notice that went out in the mail. I got 200 requests. We only had 125 turkeys. We had 200 requests. I couldn't even call. I didn't even have enough time to call the people back to you know, that I got your message that we reserved a turkey for you. I couldn't even. It was so. The response was so overwhelming. And you know, we gave out at two locations: Rosedale Park at GRDC, the community organization. And then we gave out more at In His Presence Ministries with Pastor Paula Lee Barnes in Redford on Grand River. I tell you, the need is out there.
I'm sorry to cut you off.
Oh, no. Go ahead.
There were so many lines that I saw at churches and places. For the last week, I will say. So what I would like to do is, you know, is just to shout them out. Shout out everybody, yourself, commissioner.
Yes.
Shout all of you guys out for taking the time out to to put them bags or boxes together, trusting God that those that are in need will definitely get it. So I just wanted to shout you out and everyone else out.
Yes, my good friend Terrence Wheeler, every holiday he gives out food, and he was on Channel 4 this week, and doing it again, you know, it just makes you feel good that there is some good things that happen, and there is a place for people to go and get some relief, some food. You know, inflation is up there now, I tell you.
You know what I like to see, though, Mike, and this real talk, is that I would like to see that with everything that has been going on, and know a lot of folk are devastated because their some loved ones won't be at the supper table with them. I think that what should happen is that these markets should stand up and on. A few of them take Christmas, few of them take Thanksgiving, few may even take Memorial Day. You know what I'm saying? But Thanksgiving and Christmas, and they should give out a number of turkeys. You make a lot of money from the people. They have an opportunity to. They send a lot of stuff back.
These supermarkets are making money from, you know, because all of these organizations have to buy the turkeys.
So
you know what? You brought up a good point. So what are the supermarkets doing to help?
In your neighborhood, giving out. Yeah. In your neighborhood. What?
Yeah.
You're spending all your stamps, all your money with them. What are they? Are they saying even if they gave out 10 turkey boxes, at least show the community that we care about, you know, you're spending your money with us. Because you could go somewhere else. Supermarkets.
Maybe for every turkey that is purchased, they should it should come with like a can of beans or something, can of something else. It should come with something. Oh, let me tell you about on the list, Commissioner McCormick's District 6 Holiday and Reception Party, December 18th. Everybody's welcome at the North Rosedale Community House. December 18th. Okay. So we got food, entertainment. We've got recognition. We're giving out awards to some community leaders. So Monday, December 18th. And then Senior Day at the DIA, Wednesday, December 6th. Commissioner's taking a group of about 50 seniors, maybe more by then, down to the DIA for the day. So that's it for our community update. So we got stuff going on. December 6th is the senior day at the DIA, and then December 18th is our holiday reception and community party. So I got some other notes here. I want everybody to register for this event. It's a free event. It includes brunch Saturday, December 16th. Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, caregiving for Black families. And I know Henrietta will be interested in this. We're going to have speakers from Camanos, Conner Creek Cancer Action Council, Gilders Club Detroit, and it's free. Got to register. I'm going to post it on social media today so that people can register.
And then I'll share it. And if you see me your events and what you have, if you send it to me, I'll share it.
Okay. I'll do that. Okay. So it's Saturday, December 16th from 10 a.m. to 1, Saturday morning, 10 to 1 on the 16th, free brunch. As you all know, I'm a representative for LLS here in Metro Detroit as part of the Myeloma Link ambassador. So that's what that's about. Okay, the Spirit of Giving Black Tie event is coming up. The Black Tie Affair, Franklin Wright's annual Spirit of Giving Gala, is an elegant, fun-filled evening of awards, live music, great food. Families, friends, our team, and supporters come together to recognize business and community leaders who give tirelessly to make sure that everyone has access to basic needs and opportunity. Together we can celebrate a year of outstanding service to the community. Support our efforts by purchasing a table, tickets, or becoming a sponsor for this worthy and memorable event. And that is this Thursday, December 14th, 7 p.m. at MGM. And the strike is over, so we should not have any problems that night. We were worried. We were a little worried about, you know, losing some people to the due to the strike. Mm-hmm. But it looks like they've got a temporary agreement. And so the spirit of giving is definitely, was always on. We were always going to have it no matter what. But you're cordially invited to the Spirit of Giving Gala, Thursday, December 14th, 7 p.m. at MGM Grand. And that's to, of course, support Franklin Light Settlements, one of the largest nonprofits here in Southeast Michigan. And we got three of us on the Sunday morning team are on the board at Franklin Light. Missionary Humphrey is the dean of the board, and Kimberly Batchelor Davis is the board secretary, and of course yours truly is vice president of the board of directors for Franklin Light. And I enjoy my work there, and you know, I learned it from my parents. You know, they were the Salvation Army officers. And
shout out to Franklin Reich. They got the best three.
That's right. That's right. I don't know if you know Barbara Jean Johnson. She owns the Retirement Conference and Banquet Center, TCBC, near the Detroit Dearborn border. She also used to work for Jennifer Granholm as a Detroit representative. Her son passed. I went to the funeral to give remarks on behalf of Commissioner McCormick and myself, because I knew Barbara Jean Johnson for many years, and her son was 40 years old. And that was one of about three homegoing services, because Evangelist Christie, she said her best friend, they buried her best friend yesterday. My business partner, Shantae Mosby, she had a relative that passed. And then Don Johnson, Barbara Jean Johnson's son. Let me welcome Minister. The men are holding it down today. We got this, fellas. We got this, Minister Randall Smith, gospel artist. Good morning, Pastor Bishop-elect.
You know, I'm not finna argue with you this morning. And a guy called at 10 times at a church, so I'm going to leave that alone.
Look, despite whatever you said, this is a historic day. We got three men running the show today. You can't
That's right.
tell us nothing. We got it today. Wait till they find out that we were holding it down. We ran stuff, okay? People always say, where the men at? Guess what? We here. We are here representing. Bishop Smith, how are you, sir?
I'm good. You?
Fine, fine. Give us a report. Tell us what's going on.
Well, Robert Smith Jr. called me since I've been here. And I've got a street team to come back. And, getting ready for another video. And as you know, what I was telling you, that's about to happen about the first week in December instead of November.
First week in December, okay.
Oh, yeah, we got a lot going. So then you and I have to meet when I come back. But a lot of major things are happening, too. Sound like I heard Overseer Caffey on the line. He didn't clear
yes,
his throat.
Bless you. Bless you, Bishop. Bless you. Bless you.
That's why we going it down today.
I'm trying to see when he going to invite me to one of his video shoots.
You know, what happened?
Exactly. Miles Church. He's
trying
to call me Bishop.
Well, you know, chaplain, sometimes when we start to climb that ladder and go up and
we go.
Come,
here we go.
You know, notable and all that stuff. I'm not saying any names. I'm not pointing any fingers, but we don't get the invitations anymore to stuff.
Yeah.
You know,
when I meet with you in your office, I'm gonna talk to you in private about what I'm gonna say to you. Excuse me.
Okay,
I
know some politicians. Me and Missionary worked with and helped and took them to churches and talked to them, held their hands, prayed with them, talked to them and all that. And they made it in. They got to Lansing.
And it ain't called.
There's nothing else. I mean, that's how it ended. That just like that.
No, to hear the problem.
We didn't hear from them.
That's what happened. Things
we left. Look, let me tell you. They get up there. One of them got to Lansing and just dropped off the face of the earth. Another one got to Congress. We ain't heard from him. He started consorting with the other party.
Wow.
Lost his mind. And so, he started going to all those wine and cheese events, you know, and started meeting the rich and powerful, senators and congressmen, the ones that be in there for the whole life. Those. And then all of a sudden, they forgot about Detroit. They're not in there anymore. They're not in Lansing or Washington anymore. Matter of fact, I don't know where they are. I guess they're home watching football today.
Listening to us.
But that's all I'm going to say. Let me move on because we got a lot to cover. If you would like your company to join the list of companies supporting the Michael Van Tool Show, call Michigan Ocean Strategy Group, 248-516-8300. It's affordable, effective, and one of our most popular packages is the promotional interview. And we have some scheduled coming up. So, and
by the way,
I got
a word for you.
Yes, sir.
Our transportation company will be joining your advertisement team too, bro.
Okay, now because we're adding new sponsors. Absolutely. All right, when we come back,
we'll be joining y'all too.
Great. When we come back, we got the latest in news and we got weather. Kimberly Batchelor Davis is not here today. I wonder who's going to do the weather.
I'm here.
All right. Well, we got news and weather coming up right after. Oh, and a little bit of sports right after these messages.
And now a message from jazz poet Michael Van Tool.
Hi, my name is Michael Van Tool. Let's talk for a minute. I believe in Detroit. I spent 32 years as your neighborhood banker. But now I form Michigan Ocean Strategy Group to bring three affordable business services directly to you. Number one, radio advertising and production services. Number two, customized business services and workshops. And number three, political and public relations. So call me and share your vision. My office number is 248-516-8300. But look, I can't do any of this business stuff without shining a light on our community. It's who I am. It's a part of me. There are people who desperately need our help. And there are people who work hard every day. And there are volunteers who provide resources and opportunities to those in need. You see, I believe in our community. I believe in you. And we can believe in each other. We are one. One community. One neighborhood. One city. Let's live and work together. My name is Michael Van Tool. We are all one Detroit.
If you would like to share your vision for Detroit with Michael Van Tool, call 248-516-8300.
No matter what we do, we know.
Have you or a loved one been seriously injured in a motor vehicle-related accident? Waste no time and make your first call count. Call Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer.
Hello, I'm Johnny Hawkins, and I can assure you that no one can outservice me. How do I know this? Because I care. Listen to me. I'm only blessed in what I do so that I, in turn, can be a true blessing to others. That's it. That's how this thing works.
For a free telephone consult with Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, simply call 248-567-9990. That's 248-567-9990. And now, back to the Michael Van Tool Show, sponsored by the law office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. Call today, 248-567-9990. And now, Michael Van Tool.
Let me tell you something, don't you worry about a thing tonight. I promise you that everything is gonna be alright.
In the news this morning, a man who won a staggering $1.35 billion Mega Millions jackpot earlier this year has filed a lawsuit against the mother of his child, accusing her of disclosing his lottery win to his family members, according to court records. The lawsuit, filed on November 14th in the U.S. District Court in Maine, alleges that the man's ex-girlfriend breached an agreement they had to keep the win confidential, and as a result, he suffered emotional stress and harassment from his family members. The lawsuit seeks damages for the breach of contract and invasion of privacy. The Maine resident won the Mega Millions jackpot in January of this year. He received $723 million in a one-time lump sum payment. Wow. Excuse me. Wow. She just couldn't keep it a secret. Thanks. She just couldn't keep it a secret. But he actually is filing a lawsuit against the mother of his child for disclosing the jackpot. You know, once you win and everybody knows, you know, like the people always say, oh, it's not going to change me. Yes, it is going to change you, because you're going to have, you have to start making sure you have proper security, because somebody will kidnap you or your kids and demand millions of dollars. So you got to have better protection. You've got to change your phone number because everybody calls your number. There's so many things involved. And if you stay the same person, you're going to lose your sanity. You're going to lose your money, too. You got to be really careful. No, I don't – that – she just could not keep it quiet, huh? Some people are like that. German prosecutors say Thursday they had arrested a suspect in a case of 52-year-old man who died after unwittingly drinking champagne laced with ecstasy at a restaurant last year. Other members of the man's party fell ill with symptoms of poisoning immediately after drinking from the same contaminated 3-liter bottle in a town in Germany in February of 2022. Somebody tainted the champagne, and some of the patrons were on the floor in pain on the restaurant, screaming, and one guy died. Unfortunate. You can't ecstasy. You don't know what's in that stuff. You got to be careful going out, especially women. Got to be careful. Men too, because it's happened to men. Got to be careful going out to some of these bars and drinking establishments, and you got to be careful. Don't leave your drink.
Mm-hmm.
Don't leave.
That's
your drink.
Right.
Because you know you could come back. You will never wake up. That's all I can say. You'll never wake up. Clarissa Thompson, a Fox Sport and Amazon Prime Video host, has apologized after saying she used to make up reports when working as an NFL sideline reporter earlier in her career. That's dumb. Why would you say that? She said it on national TV. She said sometimes she made up some of the stories. She said
wow.
She said she admitted to fabricating reports. Sideline reporters relay information they have received from players and coaches throughout the NFL to provide additional. You know, during the game, they go to the sidelines and there's somebody standing there talking about, you know, the coach said this, or the player's he's on his way to the hospital. she said she made up some stories when they put the camera on her in order for her sex, for her story to be on time and interesting. She would make up stuff that the coaches didn't even say or players didn't even say.
I want to say to that though, Mike, real quick, is why then immediately after it was aired and they heard it, why no one immediately said something then? You know
because
what I'm saying?
Because they liked what she said. Because she made them look good. Yes, she liked what they liked what she said. And that's why nobody complained, because they didn't, you know, she handled it for them. They didn't have to say nothing. But, yeah, nobody complained at something. Nobody said a word. But she may mess up her career now. She may lose her job over this, or maybe not get another job. Minister Smith, did you hear about this? Susanna Gibson lost her Virginia legislative race this month, but she may not be done with politics. However, Gibson, a Democrat whose House of Delegates campaign and personal life were rocked by news reports that she had live-streamed sex acts with her husband on a pornographic website, and she's not ruling out another run. She lost because somebody leaked it. Okay, so while expressing regret about what happened, Gibson is unapologetic about her participation in the online sex acts. She maintains that a crime was committed. She says the crime was committed when members of the news media exposed it. Then why did she do it in the first place? She said she didn't know that it was going to be recorded. Don't you know everything's recorded nowadays? So she did listen to this, guys. She did a live-streamed sex live stream and then was surprised because somebody recorded it. And so
but
now
it's live stream is being recorded.
So right. So she now she ran for office, and she's upset, not at what she did. She's upset that the news media got a hold of it and published it and released the story. I tell you, this is messed up world. She said whatever she did was all right. She's upset because the media got a hold of it. Okay, well then why did you do it? And why did you run? You knew you had made that you did that in the first place. You don't think anybody look, if you just post something by mistake on social media, somebody recorded it. Okay? Somebody somewhere saw it. There are people out here just ready to record that stuff. Just like that. Yes. All right, I'm almost done because I want to hear from you guys and the weather, and then I want to hear from the men today. A dramatic but thrilling year in football in Michigan. First of all, we got the MSU drama. They got the board of directors fighting each other at MSU. The Mel Tucker scandal, we covered that already. Then we've got thrilling football at U of M, the Wolverines. They're 11-0. I watched that yesterday. It's a great game against Maryland. But their scandal plague, Coach Jim Harbaugh, he's been suspended twice this year already. How come if the guy was black, I think he would have been fired by now? They have had recruiting violations and cheating scandals at U of M, but they're 11-0. So as long as you win, if you're winning, but I still think that if it was a black person, he would have been fired on day one. That's just my point of view. And then the Lions, 7-2, top of the division, and today they're going up against the Bears at 1:00. I can't wait to get home to watch that after I get back from church this morning, gentlemen.
All right, doing a great job in it now. Shout out to the Lions, man. They coasting on all levels, man. They shot them all out. They're doing a great job.
Chaplain Kathy, it's on you. We got weather, and then we're gonna hear from. Then we need to talk about something to help somebody today. We gotta help somebody today, gentlemen. We gotta help somebody spiritually today.
Okay.
Weather.
Well, I just want to shout out to you once again. You are our amazing king. Shout out to our missionary. And you know I love and care about Detroit, but get ready, get ready, get ready. Today, it's going to be sunny. High in 50, low 32. Monday, November the 20th, it's going to be mostly cloudy skies, 45 degrees on the high, 40% on the low. Wednesday, partially cloudy skies, 43, low 32. Thursday, we're looking at partially cloudy skies again, high 48, ending in the low 32. Friday, November 24th, we're looking at cloudy skies, high 41, low 31. Saturday, November 25th, we once again will be faced with cloudy skies, high 41, low 29. Better bundle up. And on next Sunday, November 26th, we'll be looking at partially cloudy skies, high over 40, low over 29. This is Brother Stephen from Blog Talk Radio sitting in. Kimberly Bachelor Davis as the meteorologist.
Amen, amen. What a great report. The temperatures are dropping. Still not bad for November 19th. Still not bad. It looks like it's going to be an average of about 40 degrees over the next week. It's still good. It's still okay. No complaints here. No complaints here. Thank you so much, Chaplain, for that great weather report. Thank you. All right, all right. I was looking at our little chat messages from last evening, and you know was talking about yesterday. Just in my little circle, we had three homegoing services, and it just reminds us all. And the holidays are coming up. And we got to remember that, like you said, Chaplain, there's going to be some empty seats at the table. And,
yes.
We want to remember, I mean, there's empty seats at our table. You know, I lost my mom this year, a mother-in-law, and a brother-in-law. I mean, there are some empty seats. You know, around our family, and so many others, it just reminds us that you know there's more to this world than what we see. There's more than what we see here, and that's why you know we don't want to wait till it's too late. It's too late. When we get to the homegoing service, it's too late. Go ahead.
Death holds no sorrow that God cannot heal.
Mm-hmm.
All of us have had a reservation in somebody's cemetery without the privilege of cancellation. We have to get up out of here. So what we want to do is remember time. Remember those moments, all of the good moments that we share with those that are not amongst us in these days. It's no easy way to say to someone, you know, you gotta find a way to get over that. You can't never get over it. So we just ask God for closure. Give me a closure so that I don't have to think about what happened, but yet I can appreciate what I had. Because I think more so it's, see, we know already that there's gonna be an empty seat at a place that we would have loved to see our loved one in and during this holiday season. We know that already. So proper preparation prevents poor performance. So we want to properly prepare ourselves for that emptiness that we're going to see. And how do we do that is by asking God for peace. Help me understand, Father God, that your will has been done. So I'm hoping that that reaches out to someone and it helps them look to the hills from which cometh all of your help. All of your help comes from the Lord. God will give us peace that surpasses all understanding.
Yes. I had a conversation with someone yesterday. We were just getting ready to leave an event, and I don't know how it just turned into a deep conversation at the last minute. I wasn't prepared for that. But they said, we got onto the topic of that's what it was, because we were talking about telling I knew three people that they had funeral services yesterday. And we said, well, why do we have to die? And
right.
And it was like, yes, why did things go bad? You know, this was not Earth. Life was not supposed to be like this. It was not supposed to end in destruction and death. It was not made this way. And it's just, we don't understand all of it now. We don't understand. We don't understand we know what happened. And we know the enemy was thrown out and wanted to be like God, wanted to be God.
Mm-hmm.
But why did it happen? What caused it to happen? Mm-hmm. You know, but we won't know. We won't know in this life. We won't know now. But those things will be revealed to us at some point, because you just think about it. Why is there death? Why is there destruction? Why are there wars? Why is there a bad influence in this world?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
We can thank Adam for that. We can thank Adam for that. And I can say it again. We can thank Adam for that. Because had Adam not bit that apple, we would not have known sin. We would not have known hurt. We would not have known pain. We would not have known death. We would not have known none of that. And I'm talking about Adam because there's three men that's on here. And we don't want to talk about Eve without having women in a position to speak on that. So we're going to talk about what Adam did. So when we ask why, we know why. It's because Adam decided to bite that apple. So that allowed this knowledge, these feelings, these negativity, that's what allowed itself to be placed in our hearts and in our minds. Whereas even though it was there, without him biting the apple, we would not have experienced it. We would not have known it. It would not have been it wouldn't be no MCC at the table. So we want to know the answer, and we want to know who caused it. It was Adam. Adam did it. That's why I don't even eat apples. I'm glad I ain't got no top teeth. I can't even buy the apple.
Wow.
But I'll be seeing some delicious apples, but I'll be scared to get one. But yeah, that's how it happened. And it's saddening.
But
it's
scared
of
eating no apple.
You say what?
You can't be scared to eat no apple because you're the real man. See,
That was just a joke. I cut it up and eat it. You hear me?
Real,
I cut it up and eat it.
Adam wasn't a real man. He fell short. So many times we do. But my daddy was a real man, and I follow suit. And it's our week. Brothers like you and Apostle Van Tool, y'all got to hold on the fort. I stand back and watch. Simply the call. I'll be honest with you. I got a situation going on. I'm dealing with cancer right now. So once the Lord heals me, I'll do what I can. But
we're sorry to hear that, though. And I've known you for a few years now, And all I know is that you're a fighter and that you keep going.
Well,
and
you know
fight
what?
And stuff. You don't let something stop you from living.
You know, he don't put it on nobody that he's not called. It's not chosen.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have gave that ammunition to you and Kathy, but, you know, I'm a winner. I'm going to get through it.
Yes, and we were talking about how these things come at you. Just start to work on doing something, accomplishing something great, and watch the enemy try to push back and destroy what you're doing. And I believe that that's exactly what's happening. You have so many plans. You have so many things that you're working on. And anybody that gets ready, watch. Chaplain, get ready. Start planning a big event and watch.
Uh-huh.
And watch how the enemy throws stuff to destroy your dreams and plans. And that, you know, we all think that it's just the big stuff, like, oh, you got a car crash, plane crash.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
No. It's little stuff that he does to derail your plans. You're supposed to go meet somebody, and the person didn't show up, and you never heard from them again after that. That person was your contact, and now they're gone.
Mm-hmm.
And so that avenue now, that door is closed. He likes to do stuff
mm-hmm.
like that. You know, you get interviewed for a job. You know you got it. You know you got it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I believe that you should not say too much when you're working on something great or big.
Mm-hmm.
You might not want to say too much until you got it pretty much on track. Because I do believe that once you start saying and putting stuff out there, you're exposing yourself, and the enemy has a chance now to kill those plans. So you got to be careful who you talk to, who you share the plans with. You know, you got to be careful. What you saying, Chaplain? I think you went on.
You know, my.
You know,
I was talking to Prince Miles, and we have a good relationship. And he said to me, he said, I need you, man, I need you. So, you know, I'm going to be starting ministry, but I told him, I said, well, big brother, whatever I can do, I will. So,
you're being called by these pastors. Something's going on. I mean, you know, this is the second pastor that you said has called you, wanting you to be a part of what they're doing. That says a lot about you.
Well,
you got to tell your situation. You'll tell your situation that your arms are too short to box with God. You got to tell your situations that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. You got to tell your situation that you are more than a conqueror. You got to tell your situation that I shall live and not die. You got to tell your situation, greater is he that is in you than he that is of this world. Tell your situation that God said, I'll never leave you, nor will I ever forsake you, even to the end of time. Tell your situation those things, and watch God show up for you. Watch God show up for you. He'll show up and show out.
Yep, and you got to.
He will.
You got to rely and have faith and rely on God, because I tell you, if the three of us are here now, and I can tell you this, you know, it's not surprising to us. It may be surprising to other people, but we as black men there are some problems that we cause ourselves, but this world, the deck has been stacked against us in this world. This country does not love us with open arms, okay? We have been under fire in this country for hundreds of years. We're still pulled over, driving while black, walking while black, you know, denied access, decline for loans. There's so much. You know, I was out in Birmingham the other day, Michigan, you know, and was walking down the street. And there's some cars, and, you know, you can hear the people locking their car doors. And I'm like, do you know I can hear your car lock? You know what I'm saying? I'm walking down the sidewalk. Now, they only did it as I walk past. I ain't thinking about them. I'm scared of them. You know, I'm scared of you. You know, they're locking their car door as I walk by, like, to protect themselves. I was at a gas station I was at a gas station in Bloomfield Hills the other day, and I noticed it was me and another black guy pumping gas, and a truck pulled up, white guy in it, and he slowed down, and he looked and saw me and the other black guy pumping gas, and I guess that was too dangerous for him. He kept going and pulled back out of the gas station and left. I don't play with me. I know what happened. He saw us there, and he was afraid to stop and pump his gas because he saw us there. A lot of that stuff goes on. It's subtle these days, but it's still racism. It's still out here.
Okay. Well, if I may throw this in to you guys right quick, I was on my way here to the church, and I saw an ambulance and a police car down the street from where my workers work live at. And I just got a text that one of my workers had a heart attack last night and died. So what? I have to go around this corner. Yeah, but it's saddening, but I have to leave at this moment. I hate to say it on the air, but I've got to go around the corner here and
Wow.
Oh, my God. So God bless you all. God bless you all. I would love to stay all along, but I will keep you guys posted.
Okay. Great. Thank you.
All right. Bless you. Bless you.
All right. Minister Smith, what were you saying you were getting ready to say something?
You know, in this hour we're living in, man, the Lord has been showing me stuff, and it's serious. People are leaving here like, as my godfather said, at breakneck level, man.
Yeah.
That's why I'll be telling you that we ain't got time, man, for playing games. And so Rob Smith Jr. called me. He was in a frantic. And I was like, what in the world? And the Lord dropped in my heart and said, you got to go and sit and talk to him. Because he was cussing. He was going off. And I'm like, oh, Lord. And he said, I don't trust nobody. And I'm like, really? He said, I like how you did what you did. And I was like, what? So, Mike, I'm just going to tell you again. You got work to do, boy. You hiding behind that little hell, man, but you can't do it no more. Like I told you about that other situation, I'm gonna tell you this. Well, I'll tell you in private, but God is doing some adding and subtracting from you.
Well, put it that way. Well, thank you for your concern, and I appreciate that, man. And when you know, as my spiritual advisor.
You do it. I thought you said my prophet.
As my spiritual advisor, I look to you for spiritual counseling and help and advice. So, you know, I do listen to you, despite what you may think.
Let me say one more thing. The Lord had dropped in my spirit. He said, remember what Mother Hattie Humphrey said. Don't walk away from him. I'm like, what? So, and I'm gonna obey the Lord. So,
yes, and you know, we were talking about what we have to face as men. And I remember, I used to think about like people like Tiger Woods and Kwame Kilpatrick and others that faced challenges and temptations and things like that. And, you know, black men, we have our share of all that. And I used to say, well, why did Kwame Kilpatrick do this? Why did Tiger Woods do that? But think about it. We have to personalize it. What if you won $500 million today? How would that change you? And how, and if I won $500 million or if I became mayor, how would that affect me? You know, not until you're in that position, you can preach and say all you want. It's like going to war. You can say, look, I'm ready. I'm going to fight. And this, we just celebrated Veterans Day last week. But guess what? When you are on that ship or you're on that truck or you're on that plane headed to the war zone, that's when you're going to face who you are in reality. Because during D-Day, during D-Day, they said some of those guys, as they were in the boat getting ready to hit the beaches in Normandy, they started throwing up. They started losing their bowels because they were so nervous. Diarrhea. The fear. And it was real because some of them didn't even make it out the boat. They were shot to pieces before they even got out the boat because the Germans were shooting down at them on the beach. And a lot of them didn't make it to shore. They died in the water. So they didn't even make it onto the land, you know. But earlier that morning, that fear ripped right through them, and they didn't even make it. Didn't even make it to the beach. And
then they had a preacher. They had a preacher that was preaching on the street, and some idiot shot him in the head.
When was this?
Yesterday.
Wow. Yeah. But, you know, one of the things that I would encourage black men, and I think it was appropriate we use this day to dwell on that topic because the three of us were here on the program today. We've got to accomplish things. We've got to get things done. We've got to accomplish things. We've got to stay focused. Stay focused and help and build your family. Stay focused and build a family. And the biggest thing is don't get caught up in doing things the wrong or quick or fast way or the illegal way or the wrong way. You know, you got to try to stay on track because as soon as we do that, they're waiting for us to make a mistake. They're waiting. This world, this country is waiting for us to trip up, and it's unforgiving because the first thing they're going to say is, well, we knew they were going to do that. We knew he was going to do that. We got to stay focused, stay on track, fight to, don't take the money, you know, don't cheat, don't fall for the women that are thrown at you. Look, how many black men have fallen just from that, lost their jobs, lost their families, lost their positions, because of an affair with a coworker or something. It's a lot that we have to deal with. You know, and it's not that many of us. And what you get to these positions, state rep, mayor, senator. It's not that many of us up there. It's not many of us up that high. So to lose one of us through a scandal is devastating. Devastating. It's devastating. They worked their whole life. Kwame Kilpatrick worked his whole life to get up there. And do you know the night of the Democratic Convention, there was the Navigator scandal that was going on.
Yes.
And the Democratic Party said, you know what, Kwame Kilpatrick's got too much stuff going on. We're going to try. Let's switch up. Let's move Kwame Kilpatrick from 8 o'clock prime time. Let's move into 5 in the afternoon. And let's put this strange-sounding African name here, Barack Obama, or whatever it is. Let's move him to 8 o'clock. And guess what?
Mm.
That made Barack Obama the biggest name in the Democratic Party, and of course he went on to win the presidency. You got to really, really try hard to stay focused, on track. Don't yield to temptation. Don't fall for it. I mean, you're gonna get the kitchen sink thrown at you. And so that's why it's so costly when a black man reaches a high level, senator, congressman, representative, mayor, president, to be taken out by a scandal, with whether you're taking drugs, having an affair, stealing money, is so costly. It's so costly. So when the higher you get, the more important you become in the black community. Okay, I'm stopped. I'm trying to preach too much now, but I'm just saying, it. Don't just say, "Oh, I'm not. I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't do that." You don't know what you're gonna do. You know, I thought about that because I used to say that. I used to say, "Well, if I was Kwame Kilpatrick, if I was in this position, I would do this. I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't do that. I'll be there." No, I can't. I don't know. It's not that simple. You got to some stuff.
He's got another position now.
Kwame does. He's got another position now.
Yeah, I think he's working for a nonprofit now to help convicted felons. Yeah, things like that. So you know, and he's a minister now, ordained minister. He's trying to get things back together. You know, at first I thought he was just doing it to just try to get back into politics, but I think it's genuine. I think he's probably has a bad taste for politics now. I'm not sure if he really wants to.
He got two in chief. He said, "No, I want you in politics." So.
Yeah, you know, as some of you know, I thought about it. I thought about running for state rep or city council as early as 2008, and. And actually still thinking about a run between now and 2030. I think that I don't want to go past that. So I'm still thinking about it. You know, Missionary Humphrey always wanted me to run for something. And, you know, like I said, I'm still actually thinking about it. And if I get the right word from the Lord, you know, he'll let me know. He'll let me know.
Well, I'll say this, like I be telling you, keep me down to it by your side, bro.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Love my family and, you know, I just, you know, amazed at what God has done and for our 35-year marriage, when many others have gone by the wayside. You know, it's not something that I would say that I accomplished. You know, so I don't want to take credit. I don't want to take credit, but you know, thank God. thank God that I made it this far. I am still deciding that, depending on, you know, what time I get out of here. I'm at the studio now, and some starts at 10, some starts at 10:15, some starts at 10:30, some start at 11. So depending on when I walk out of here, that will just determine. I owe visits to a few people. I don't want to call out any church names, but I'll call out one. I know Reverend Moore at Greater Southern is expecting me one day soon. So I'll just say that. So it just depends on what time I get out of here. Anyway, it's 10 o'clock. It's an hour. Thanks for jumping on the line. So the guys held it down today. Thanks to Chaplain Kathy, Pastor Randall Smith, and I. We had a great show today. We're just going to have to let them know that we ran it. We ran the show this time. So, all right. Well, God bless you, Minister Smith, Bishop-elect. Have a great Sunday today. May God bless you. May he heal you and watch over you and protect you from danger seen and unseen and do more for you than you can ever ask or dream. God bless you this day.
Appreciate it. All right.
Okay.
God's love won't change. I'm glad about it. Check it.
Like to testify how God changed my life and made everything okay. Pick me up and gave me brand new songs to sing. Now I'll never.
Show brought to you in part by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group. Build your customer base now. And the law office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the warrior lawyer. Call Johnny Hawkins, the personal injury expert today at 248-567-9990. Thank you for listening.
Everything is gonna be all right. Hold your head up high. Look up to the